Probe telegram sent from Newark. The Atlanta Constitution, Thursday, the 26th of March, 1914, page 3, column 5. Messages signed, John Black, received by James Conley and others, will be investigated. Detectives and attorneys in the Frank case are investigating the source of numerous telegrams that have come from Newark, NJ, signed John Black, which the investigators believe are evidence of a conspiracy against Detective John Black of police headquarters, one of the most conspicuous figures in the prosecution of Leo Frank. One of these telegrams was sent to Jim Conley, the convicted Negro accomplice. Another was sent to the Constitution. Others are said to have been received by various persons in Atlanta who are associated with the Frank case. The message to the Negro prisoner warned him against Detective Burns and accused him of being a fake detective. The Constitution's telegram bore a similar message and asked that it be delivered to Conley. Immediately upon receipt of the telegram which came to Conley, attorney William M. Smith, the Negro's counsel, consulted with Detective Black. Black averred to the attorney that an attempt was made to frame up on him. Black has been repeatedly attacked in newly discovered evidence secured by the defense. He was one of the most active figures in the investigation of the Fagan murder mystery by police headquarters. He was associated with Harry Scott, the Pinkerton field agent. It is said that the police of Newark, NJ, have been requested to aid in the investigation of the mysterious telegrams. Detective Burns, in a recent statement, accused certain private detectives of sending the messages in an effort to throw obstacles in the path of his personal investigation into the Frank mystery. Dan Lahan, superintendent of the southern branch of the Burns service, arrived in Atlanta Wednesday morning and took up quarters in the Georgian Terrace. He will have charge of the Burns investigation while his chief is in New York with attorney Leonard Haas.